Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Gift giving is not my love language. However, when I worked with clients, I basically picked apart every single opportunity where I could make them go, so they would love me so much. Did you do something like that?
I didn't necessarily do it in the same way. I think part of my gift with making a really excellent experience was being super clear with where we were at in the process and just being a really excellent communicator. Because honestly, most of my clients could care less if they got a Chotsky. They just wanted their product delivered on time and with quality. And so the more I could involve them in where I was at, the better and more heard they felt.
Yeah. So I think what's happening, and this is what we're going to touch on today, you guys, if you're ready, is that we forget that, you know, we're landing these clients in person. If you're following our methods, that's the one that you're using because it's the one that works faster and better and is just great. And so we're like meeting them and they're humans and we know them and whatever. And then we go back into our little cubbyholes of our office and then we maybe never see them again.
Why are we such weirdos?
Why are we such weirdos? So we're here to eliminate the weird.
Yeah.
And the reason why is because it pays off big time, not just financially, okay? Because that's the after effect of it. You've already gotten paid from this client. You already are delivering the thing that you said that you were going to deliver. Great. What else can we do to make them remember us, refer us, come back to us, and generally just feel really great about what they just got from us?
Right. So I think the big part has to be, I would say there's three main parts. There's the beginning, the middle, and the end of the relationship, which it sounds, I mean, like a story, and it kind of is, but at the very beginning, they still have this opportunity to go, if you do not, like, hold their hand, they could go from loving what they just did to going into a stage of regret about their purchase if you do not deliver high on the front end.
Has anyone ever, like, I will feel you nodding, you know, this is my superpower. This has happened, right? You've like landed the client, you've done some of the work, and then you've kind of ghosted them because you're doing their work and other client work and you're wondering about where the next client has come from and you're posting on Instagram and you're trying to design this opt-in that everybody's telling you you should be doing. And this client's like, oh, do you remember me? I had this question over here and you kind of forgot to answer it. And now I'm wondering if this whole thing was a waste of my money. Have you had to fix those kind of clients? Because I have. And it sucks.
Yeah. Like the last thing I want is for someone to book you and then feel like you've already moved on. And so the way to like really make sure that this doesn't happen is just to be super clear in your communication. Like say they booked in that in-person sales conversation. Say they brought your product or your package in that conversation. Before you leave, or like, let them know when is your next touch point? Because if they don't know, they will wonder. Like, if it's when are their prints coming in, you're going to say, I'm going to go home and I'm going to input your order first thing in the morning. It typically takes 2 weeks to produce and another 4 days to ship. You can expect your products in hand by X date. Like, if you left the meeting with that, they're going to be like, yes. And then they're going to look on their calendar, be excited, and they're going to feel taken care of. For me, it might have been as simple as saying, okay, I have your project. I know what needs to be done. I'm going to follow up with you. Tell them when. Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it going to be on Friday? I'm going to follow up with you blank, and I'm going to get you over this so that you can start giving me the assets I need to get started. And I mean, typically in any designer kind of copywriting situation, you're going to need deliverables from them before you can even get started, whether they're filling out a questionnaire or they have to send their colors or their logo or something. Maybe it's just access to things, but just the initial, like, I'm going to tell you the very next time I'm going to be in touch. So there's no questioning. Cause if you're going to like go on vacation next week and you don't tell them when you're going, they're going to feel.
Well, and I think that no matter what you're providing, even if it's as huge as a full website, branding reno, right? Or as small as like a quick mini session, right? It doesn't matter. For me, the type of consumer that I know that I am and the type of clients that I worked with were also this type of person. The first result of whatever it is that you're doing that you can show me like as soon as possible, like will typically like have me chill for like weeks and months at a time after that. So is there something that you can pull apart of this big, huge project that you can complete like right now, like really, really quickly after starting the process to show them this is the direction we're going. This is the first thing that's done. I wanted to send you this over really quickly so they can kind of like get something, right? We're all humans of instant gratification. And so like how I did this as a photographer was the night of their session, when I got home, I would edit 1 to 2 images really quickly and put them on social media. Because as soon as you leave that session, that mom is wondering, oh my God, did like my kid has snot all over his face during that session? Did my husband like make his really weird looking like he's going to fart smile the whole time? Like, did I look okay? Was the lighting okay? Like, did she get anything? And so she's going to convince herself by the next morning that there's maybe 1 or 2 good images out of the entire hour we spent together. So if I can send her a couple of those, so she already knows right off the top, oh, there was some actual, like, I love the ones I just saw. I can't wait to see what else is there. That's going to subside her for like 2 more weeks to give me time to finish the project.
Right. And for some things, it's going to be harder to deliver like a tangible thing,
right?
Because your version of where you're at in the sales process is just different because of the way it's set up. But for me, it could be as simple as sending them something like a screenshot or a picture or whatever of something that I just found inspirational for their project. Just saying like, oh my gosh, I'm already brainstorming about your brand and I saw this and I love the colors in it and I think it would be so fun. It's not finalized. It's not fonts. It's not, you haven't designed literally anything. You've spent maybe 2 minutes on it. They don't know how much time you've spent looking for the image.
Exactly.
You could literally never use the image again. Like, it doesn't matter.
Right.
What you have done though is effectively made them comfortable that like you're already thinking and working and you have details. But I know for me, and I was hesitant to do this for a long time because I was like, what if I don't deliver on the things I say? I was so scared to tell people when I would have things finished. And I think that can really deter people in the long term. Like, because they're like, when is it going to be done?
Are you even working on it? Like, do you even remember what I needed? I always, and I mean, this is a lot easier to do for photographers who aren't shooting weddings, right? So you don't have thousands of images to cull through, but you know, you could get the editing done in a couple of nights. Like you could feasibly have stuff done within a week if you have nothing else on your schedule, but other clients happen and life happens and whatever. And so just like with anything else that you hear, like extend the date past, give yourself some cushion, right? Give yourself an extra week or extra 2 weeks. And then if you happen to deliver that early, great.
Yes. Always great. Extend your deadlines and deliver ahead of time.
Yes. But so I also want to talk about like, not necessarily just gift giving, but just like, where can you see opportunity to make the experience even more incredible, give them more than they asked for that doesn't cost you like any extra money or really time, or it's just like, it's null, right? So for instance, when I was doing my viewing sessions as a photographer, I set the standards for that viewing sessions pretty clearly, like it was non-negotiable. So typically I would do family shoots, right? And so there are kids in families typically when you're doing shoots. So when we would do their viewing session though, I made sure I kept that an adult only event. So money is going to be spent, like lots of money is going to be spent. And I do not want the person who's deciding on what to order to be distracted by a kid that's hungry or a whiny butt or cartoons or anything. Like, I don't want that to be a part of it. And so I let them know way ahead of time before we even scheduled it, you need to pick a night where they either you can get a sitter or I will come over late enough where the kids are already going to be in bed. So oftentimes I was coming over at people's houses at like 8 p.m. to do their viewing session. But if I knew I was going to walk away with $5,000 that night or more, I didn't care. So I would walk in, I would bring slices of cheesecake and a bottle of wine, and we would just make it this like experience, right? You all know, you've heard about the psychology of experiences, right? Having taste and touch and noise and sound, like all of the things. So I was trying to touch on a lot of those aspects so they could remember me and have fond memories of what this entire time brought them. So not only would they want to use me in the future, but they could also have lots of stuff to be able to recommend to their friends about what I was able to provide for them.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How can you make that more enjoyable? How can you make it more fun? How can you get them more involved? Like Emily's from initial discovery to end of project, like the timeline was generally much shorter than mine.
Much shorter.
Like I could be working with people for months. And if that was the case, like there's so much opportunity to learn about people in that process. So in the same way that like, okay, so Emily's surprising and delighting people, but the simple gesture of like bothering to remember things from the very beginning of your conversation help later. So like if you know they're like planning a trip for the summer, like adding into your client emails like, oh, where have you decided you're going to go? Or like acting like a human that has conversations, talking about their kids, talking about their business, what are they doing in other aspects of their business? Things that may not be important to the overall kind of delivery of what you're doing, but just makes them feel like you care about them. I mean, and I hope you do, like, because this process...
don't fake your care.
No, this process really does allow you to get to know people on like a deeper level. And I remember doing things that, you know, might seem goofy to anyone else, but to the client and me, it was just fun. So like we worked with a lot of food-based brands and many of them had their product in stores. And so sometimes the product would be, maybe we'd be working on a label, but maybe it already existed. Regardless, if it was in a store, if it was in within 40 miles of my house, I always went and saw their product on shelves. And when I could, I would take a picture. I would send them the picture. I would share on social media how excited I was for the client to have this in Whole Foods or that specialty cheese stop downtown or like whatever it was.
Oh, I remember those cheeses.
I know. Mm-hmm. Aren't they good? But like, doing stuff like that, all of a sudden they're going to feel like you're marketing their brand for them in some way when really you're just making those touch points and celebrating their wins with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Another way that I utilize this, and this will be different for everyone depending on kind of what you're offering, but I would always, always, and this item would rotate seasonally, but I would pick something that I could order through my suppliers for like less than $10. And I would always include it for free within their order. So whatever they bought, if they bought a package, they did have to qualify. So like qualify your leads, like, or your clients before you're deciding kind of the tier of the gift giving that you're giving them. But if they bought a package from me, they would always get something for free once they got it delivered. I would never mention it. I wouldn't talk about it. It wasn't even available to purchase. But here's what happened every single time. So for instance, in the wintertime, it were these really cute like metal cut ornaments that had their like photo printed on them, already strung up, threw it in the order. They loved it. Great. Well, guess what? When they have an ornament and grandma sees that, or auntie sees that, or whoever else sees that, guess who now wants an ornament? And so right after I've delivered something, they're emailing me a couple days later and they're like, can I get 5 more of those ornaments you sent us? And I just have a whole purchase. Like I have a whole nother order that I get to submit.
Right. Right.
Done.
Right. I think there's so many fun ways you could do that. Like you could, if say you were creating a brand, and I mean, I don't know if people do business cards anymore, but they did when I did brands.
But they used to.
Maybe it's that you create some business cards and that wasn't necessarily included. Maybe it's some people will love this, some people will hate this. It's just a matter of like knowing them, but like maybe right. You order a bag with their logo on it or a mug right. With their logo on it. Some people will be like, oh, I don't need
this. You know what I've seen some people doing, and I don't know if there's an app specifically for it or how it works, but there's like business card apps, I think, right? Where you could like load all your handles, like you can have your code and other people can scan it and like follow you in places and all of that. And you just have to make your profile. Well, some businesses like have that company wide and they make multiple profiles for different companies. What if you got them just like a free profile on there or whatever? Like here, I made your personal business cards, but also those are kind of for dinosaurs. And so I made your social digital version too.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many opportunities. It's really about getting creative. Like things that could take you 5, 10, or 15 minutes, but it ultimately make them feel so special. Costs could be low. Costs could also just be rolled up into your thing.
Yeah, nothing's free. Get over it.
They don't know they're already paying for it.
You already paid for that ornament, boo. Thanks.
There's just a lot of opportunity there. So, and sometimes it's as simple as just over-delivering on the actual thing you're selling. So in Emily's instance, it was like another physical product. But for me, it could be as simple as, okay, we delivered, you know, these stock images to go with your website. Well, now we included these 10 extra ones that'll get you started on social, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That low might cost, literally just be cropped different. Like, you know what I mean? Right.
It's the other half of the image that you've already sent them. I've never done that before. Yeah. So this could, and like, I know we talked about this earlier. We could go on and on about listing like actual ideas, but know who your audience is. Know what your client likes and needs. I do think that not enough of us included, spend enough time in this area of business of truly asking ourselves, what would our clients enjoy if we sent them something extra? And if it's a physical thing or if it's like going above and beyond in some other way, I think the go-to, you know, is like the Chatsky things that Abby was talking about. And that doesn't always land well. And so I can't be the person to sit here and just be like, send them flowers and send them chocolates and send them a pen and send them a mug and do all of these things. I truly want you to spend some time investigating what would make sense for your ideal client to send them, because that's the thing that's going to make a difference.
Right. And I don't want you to just pick one. I want you to pick the right one. And it
has a negative effect if it's the wrong one, because you know how much shit we've been sent?
Oh my gosh.
And then I get like my blood boils when I have to take this stuff to Goodwill or throw it in the trash. Now I have to do something extra because you wanted to be nice. Get out of here with that.
But I mean, some people are different. Like, I love gifts, but it has to be the right kind. If it's the wrong kind, like, you can offend some.
Oh, don't send me a drawstring bag with your logo on it. Let's just start there.
Oh, never.
But you can send me this tray of succulents that I still have on my desk right here.
Oh, yeah. I got two of those and I love them. We killed the first set, but three of them are alive.
Oh, these three are alive. You could send me chocolates.
You could send me.
Yeah, let's just, for the rest of this episode, let's just brainstorm what you guys could send us.
All the gift cards.
You could send me booze.
You could send coffee. You could definitely send me dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Send me dark chocolate too. Mm. Dark chocolate, boozy coffee.
Starbucks gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
I basically like things as good as cash.
Send me a massage.
Anyway, I want you thinking about how you can deliver on every step. So that initial bit is really making sure and reassuring what the next touch point is, surprising them in some way with a deliverable that goes above and beyond. And then throughout the process, depending on how long the process is, like, keep them in the loop. So if it's a long process, then touch base with them once a week or once every 2 weeks. Like, have a recurrent check-in and really try to make sure that you're on top of that communication with them so that they know where you're at in the process, but that you aren't just like letting them get buried, even if there's a delay and it's their fault. For real, been though, there. If there's a delay and there's their fault, continually check in with them. There's been so many times where I'm like, I'm just never going to email them. Like, I'm waiting. But like, the last thing you want is them to be like, so-and-so just like dropped off the face of the planet. And it was really that you're lacking what you need to move on. So staying on top of communication. And then I think when you get to the end of the relationship, can you figure out a way to stay top of mind moving forward? Because your best clients work with you again and again. Not necessarily on a reoccurring basis, but potentially.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, literally, this goes back to treating them like a human because you're a human. Ask them how their holidays are going. Check in with them to see how the product is developed. Ask for an updated picture of their stuff in the stores. Go see it. Go look at it. Go look at their website, like go look at stuff and ask them questions, check in with them.
Yeah. Follow them on social media. I know. I know. Like comment on their stories, even if it's not relevant, like little things. And people do this to us all the time. And I feel bad that I don't do it back. Emily's like, I don't care.
I don't care. I don't even know what you're about to say, but really? I don't care.
Oh, Alexis from ConvertKit. So she's a partner, an affiliate partner with us. And we do work for ConvertKit, you know, and we help promote their product. But her way to stay top of mind is she knows what's going on in our personal lives. She bothers to follow us. And I see her following me and watching my stuff. But I don't do that. Yeah, I'm really bad about doing the same thing back.
I curate my feed with a very, very spiky tooth comb.
But that doesn't have to be how you do it. I think the point is you can do what works for you, but if you stay top of mind, there is a lot of power in that. There is a lot of power in knowing what's going on with someone. If that feels like too much, like, heck, I don't care. Automate it. Like, have an email that goes out to all your clients that looks like it's a from you one-line email of, hey, how you doing every so often. And you would be so surprised how even something that's automated could dramatically change how they feel about working with you. Because I guarantee you the 9 out of 10 other people they're working with are not following up after a project is closed.
No. So ultimately, we want you to begin to think about not only how can you deliver the thing that you've already told them, right? But how can you do that exponentially, amazingly, beautifully, wowfully? Is that a word?
Wow. Wowfully. No.
It is now. How can you do it wowfully? And just like feel good about how can you introduce fun into what you're doing? Like that's what this is about, right? How to make them smile and happy and excited and not having buyer's remorse and getting you those amazing reviews and testimonials and referrals. Like it's this cycle that just keeps giving and giving and giving if you set up every stage properly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the co-op. Our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.